Welcome to the Mind to Muscle podcast, where we focus on exercising our minds and our muscles. I'm your host and sweaty mama, Jennifer Loganville, and my goal is to empower you to live each and every day stronger than yesterday. Being the strongest in the room isn't only about your physical fitness, but your confidence and mindset. Here, I'm your biggest cheerleader as we learn how important it is to put your mind to muscle even before picking up the weight. Otherwise, what are you doing? Grab your water and get set up. We're starting in 3, 2, 1, let's go. Welcome back, everyone. I'm at the retreat house and I have another sweaty sister for you guys to hear from.
Hey guys, it's Rachel. I am just so happy to be at the retreat house right now and I'm so excited to be here with Jen. Getting ready to just dive in.
We're so excited. Let's go. So we're going to start with our two lies and one truth. Just change it up a little. And I'm going to let you go first. So I'm going to guess your one truth.
Okay. I am right-handed. I have climbed 4 mountains. And I am an only child.
Your truth is... You're right-handed?
No, I am a lefty through and through. So I've actually climbed 4 mountains.
Okay, I was going to say that, but I'm like, that seems really intense. And so...
Yes, I actually, me and my husband have climbed 4 mountains. He proposed to me on one of them. And we actually did a 14er the day before we got married. And it was the best thing ever.
That's amazing.
Yes.
I love that. I've only been to Pikes Peak. And well, and I guess you, I don't know if you... counted as climbing a mountain.
Right, but you've been up to that top of the 14er.
Yes. Or skiing. We rode. I've never climbed. But to go down, skiing terrifies me, but I do it for Johnny.
Yeah, we've never been in the winter, and we've just been in the summer. And so it's just we love hiking. It's amazing.
Would you ever try to ski?
I feel like I'm too clumsy. And I feel like the things would just cross, or I'd break a bone, or...
Yeah.
It's not my forte.
Yeah, it's definitely hard. Okay, so mine. I love to play the guitar. I have painted my entire house that I general contracted myself. And I grow my own vegetables, which is the truth.
I'm going to go with the middle one is the truth.
That I painted my entire house and I was a general contractor?
You never know. You can do anything, Jen.
I actually was. I general contracted a house, and then I decided instead of hiring a painter because it was so expensive, I was like, I can just do this myself. What an undertaking. And to paint a whole house, prime it, paint it, and I rolled it. It was the worst thing in the whole world. And I was already like, I have to do this, and I would never do it again.
I can't put it past you. You literally are a jack of all trades and are amazing at all of it. So I can just see you with your tool belt on, your construction hat. You're just like getting it. You're just going to town.
I was. And the like subs would be like, okay, where's your general? And I'm like, you're looking at it. And these, you know, old men would be try to treat me bad. And I would check them up. And they were like, oh, you're a little fiery girl. And I'm like, yep. And I'm holding your check in my hand if you want it. And so it was definitely an experience. I'm glad I did it. Would never do it again.
That's so awesome. I could just, you can be my general contractor for my future house anytime.
I knew you would enjoy that one. Okay, so let's dive into first, how are you feeling on this retreat? And what was your initial reaction, feeling about coming when you got your purple ticket?
Right now, I'm feeling absolutely serene is the perfect word. I've never been so calm in my entire life, especially after having a child. You know, there's no calm in life after having a child. And so you don't get any time. And this weekend has just been absolutely amazing. Just, I'm like so zen right now. I've caught myself just like, oh man, I am so relaxed. It's been amazing.
I love that. That was exactly what I was hoping for you guys. But yet empowered and fired up, ready to this new motivation, but also your cup's full, but zen, mm-hmm. all in the same time. So I'm glad to hear that we've accomplished my goal. That was truly my goal. Were you shocked? Were you surprised? What was your reaction? What was your family's reaction?
So I got the package. It seemed like it was very late because I actually messaged Jen and I was like, so I haven't got my package yet. And, you know, I saw everyone else was like, you know. And so when it finally came,
it was stuck. It was stuck and it had come back to Columbia and it went everywhere except for your address. And I'm watching the 8 tracking and yours and you're messaging me. And I'm like, oh my gosh, how do I act like I'm not going to give this away? And I, of course, the one package I need to get there ASAP was the latest, slowest one.
And so, like, it, you know, I saw it on my doorstep. And so I was like, oh my gosh, it's here. I was just like, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to wait. I'm the only one home. I'm going to wait for my husband and we're going to open it all together. And my son was there and he was like, is it a toy? You know, I was like, I don't know, it could be. And so as soon as I opened it, it was like, I was shocked. Literally no words came out of my mouth. I was like, you know, and I was like, oh my gosh. And my husband was in the background and he was like, what? So, and like, my son was like, it's not a toy, you know? And I was just like, oh, whatever. Oh my God. I was so excited.
It's a toy for mom. This is mom street. I love it. I love it. And sounds like you have a really good support system in your husband for your JGFG journey.
Yes, 100%. So actually being in JGFG and I have felt so empowered after doing this journey that I have stepped up and been like, I need some time on the weekends to work out. You know, it is my time. I would like some time. And so my husband has stepped up and he'll go work out. He'll come home, make breakfast. And then he's like, okay, buddy, let's go. It's mom's time. And he'll leave with him and he'll go do an activity with my son.
I love that because then they get to bond.
Yes, 100%, which they need because mom is like all the time, like, you know. And so it's been nice for them to like bond and I get my time. And then my husband knows that that's important to me if I work out. You know, I need to get it in. It's good for my mental health. It makes me happy, makes me feel strong. And it's just wonderful to have that support from my husband cheering me on. And he always tells me, oh my gosh, you look so good. He's always like, turn around, let me see that booty.
Husbands love JGFG booties.
Just like every time I'm just like, Juicy J in the house.
I love it. Oh, I just love your energy. You're just like a ray of sunshine. I just love it. I love it. So now will you tell us about your journey, how you started with JGFG and a little bit about that. So then our listeners or other sweaty sisters can feel like they know you and probably relate to you from what I've heard.
Yeah. So my JGFG journey started not even in a year ago. It'll be a year in March. And I had just turned 39. I'm getting ready to turn 40 in a couple weeks. And it's just unbelievable. So I turned 39 and I was just so unhappy. And I had a coworker, Paige Vandiver, who is extremely buff and fit. And, you know, every time I saw her, I was like, oh my gosh, I just need to do what she's doing. And so finally I just broke down. I was like, okay, Paige, what are you doing? I have to do it. I'm going to try it for 30 days. And so she, of course, was just like, I got you, girl. And so I signed up immediately. We would snap each other in the morning. She was definitely my workout partner in the morning with our Apple Watches, you know, sending like, Paige just got a workout in. I'm like, I'm going to get my workout in too right now. And so she was like my initial motivation to press play.
And I love that you can look at her and you're like, you look so good. And you didn't look at her with negative vibes because you sound like you were unhappy in your own skin and you needed a change, but you didn't know what. And it's so easy to look at someone who is doing all these right things, that is fit and buff and happy, and to look at her with positive eyes versus negative says a lot about who you are, because that's so easy to be like, you know, tucked down to her or think bad about her or whatever that is. And so I love that you were like, okay, I have to do this in a positive light. And then finding her and using her as your accountability partner. I love that.
Yes. And so once I got like the workout routines in every morning, you know, I saw Paige with her perfectly planned meals. And like, I started talking about macros with her. And then I added in macros. And then that was the game changer. That was like the catalyst of where my weight loss started. And I started to see results. And I was just like, oh man.
When you would do macro check-ins with me, we figured your macro, you're so good at them. And so talk to us about what it looked like for you to start and how you are now. And just what it looked like just from, if you're telling another sweaty sister who's like, okay, I'm going to start macros. What's a piece of advice that you'd have for a sweaty sister?
So start small. I always started, if I knew I could be accountable for breakfast, snack, lunch, snack, and then at dinner, it wasn't always perfect. But as long as I had like 75% of my day perfect, then I could really try to work on just one aspect. Like my dinner is always kind of harder because it's like a meal with my family. And so I've really tried to make my whole day perfect with my macros, like just getting my proteins and, you know, my fats and my carbs, or just having enough of those at the end of the night. And so once I got my dinners down, I was better able to have better days. But even if I didn't have a perfect day, I wasn't going to beat myself up over it.
You can't, because I myself have been tracking macros for years and years and years, and I still have great days. Then I have days where it's about 75%. And I'm like, you know what? I hit my protein. I hit everything that I feel and I'll call it a win. But guess what? I can start tomorrow. It doesn't mean that one bad day is what it needs to be. You end it there and you start over and you don't think about yesterday.
Yeah, 100%. I just felt really empowered by just logging everything. And, you know, just like you said, you know, log like, you know, little things throughout the day, even like a little snack or a little that. And if you're over, oh well, but it gives you a refocus for the next day to just be that much better, or just to like really hone in on like what you could do better.
Do you feel like you have a better relationship with food now after you have started following macros?
100%. I did not realize like the lack of protein that I was eating before and like how protein makes my body feel every single day.
And that's so common for members when they tell me, and if they're like really intimidated to start following macros, I tell them track today. And some people that I have to do that to realize, oh my gosh, I'm only getting 40 grams of protein and that's my norm. And you should be getting your weight in grams of protein minimum. And so they're like, there's no way I can hit 180 grams of protein. Yes, you can. You can. But you're not, because it's in. And so a lot of my members have a lot of fat-based food and carbs, and all they're fueling their body with are fats and carbs and lack of protein. What comes with lack of protein? Hormone imbalances. What comes with that? You get migraines. You get it's your full body. Your body needs the protein, the good protein. And so that itself, that's why I always say it's so important. Focus on the protein goal. And when you can achieve that, even if that's the only thing you ever do is hit your protein goal in grams of your body weight for 3 months, you will see changes with my workouts. Those two together completely can change your life if macros feel a lot for you.
Yeah. And now it's just like second nature. I just know how much protein I'm getting each day. And my macros from the beginning have changed from like what they are now on like what I choose to eat, because I know what is going to make my body feel the way it needs to feel. And so, you know, at the beginning, I would just end up with too much fat. And so I just really have just picked and choose stuff that makes my body feel good. And it's just evolved from when I started from where it is now. And so I've added in, you know, the protein powders and like all that kind of stuff. And it's just rocket ship. Like I've just like taken off with it. I just love it.
I just feel like you in general, like your energy, you're like, it's just like you were a caterpillar and you've just turned into this beautiful butterfly that you always were. And it's been really cool to watch just in less than a year that you've been with me. And so tell me now what your favorite thing or favorite memory of JGFG is.
100% the 12-week challenge. It was life-changing for me. I can't even tell you, like, it fueled me every day. I got so excited. I'm like, oh my gosh, what is Jen going to post today? What are we going to do today? I can't wait to post. I can't wait to do like a collage or like XYZ of what we are doing. It ignited a fire in me that I didn't know that I needed.
And tell me that, you know, you didn't win the big crash prize, but that's okay. You won this happiness, this fire, this life change, this transformation, a lifestyle. Tell me about that, because anytime you talk about it, and when I told you I was going to ask you this question, you get this fire and this excitement around the Trophy Challenge, and I love it. And so I love your energy around it. Talk about your transformation pictures.
Oh my gosh. Like, I won myself back with that challenge. I didn't win a cash prize, but I won confidence. I won just a huge amount of just fire in my body. Like, I just wanted to just take off and just like continue the 12-week challenge, pass the 12-week challenge. And I'm like, and it did. I just worked I followed the 12-week challenge and like did the five all, you know, every single day.
And do you feel like it helped you be a better nurse, a better mom, a better wife, a better friend? How about that?
100%. I feel like my energy level from beginning to end of the day was just fueled by my workouts, by how I felt mentally. I felt I had a clear head. I felt like I had focus. I was like you said, I was a better mom. I had more patience with my son. I had more patience with my husband, which is, you know, husband. We always have like a little less patience with our husband than we do with our children, which I have so much patience with my child over there, but it was just amazing for like just home life as well.
I love it. Okay, now my next question for you is, what is your favorite thing about JGFG as a whole?
My favorite thing about JGFG, that it is literally for everybody, like all age ranges. I love the whole private group because you see everyone from like high school to 20s to 30s to 40s to 50s. You have all 60s, you know, 70s. You have all the age ranges, and it's absolutely beautiful. Absolutely beautiful to see all of these women empowering other women. And I feel like that's such a huge motivation every single day, because I was like, these women are showing up every single day and they are killing it at every age.
And every body shape. Doesn't really matter body shape, size, or anything. And so that's also like shape, size, age. It doesn't matter. We love you as you are. Come be with us. That's really all we want.
And the sisterhood is also what has given me such a fuel, because I have lost connection with my actual sisters 2 years ago. And I felt like when I joined and then I saw all these women just supporting each other, being there for them and just being there and being so just nice and uplifting. And it's just like, I saw that, and like this whole year is just filled my heart with that connection that I needed, that I have lost with my sisters. And so I felt like it was my own therapy coming this whole year. And I've almost gotten my soul filled from your sisterhood.
I say it's soul filling. It really is. And it's different for everyone and how it fills their cup and how they connect. And that's the beauty of it also, is different seasons of life, people are going to connect differently and need it differently. And it's there for you no matter what you're going through. We will clap the loudest for you, or we will stop what we're doing and pray for you. And that's what I love the most, that it's centered around God. And no matter what, even if you don't believe or whatever it is, we will send great vibes for you. We will pray for you. It's everything.
100%. You see people in their worst season, in their best season, and every single day, everyone is so uplifting and encouraging. And even if you didn't have the best day, we will all get on there and we will support you and encourage you. You know, tomorrow's a new day. You did great. You press play. Even if you didn't press play, it's okay. Don't beat yourself up. Tomorrow is a new day.
That's right. So that takes me to, what are two goals that you have for yourself for 2024? Because you started the year with so much fire, through the 12-week challenge. you ended it having the same thing. Now, what are you doing and refocusing for this year?
My goal for this year is to just work on more strength, adding heavier weight. I've gotten like my 15s now. My next goal is 20s, 25s. And, you know, throughout the end of the year, I would like to end with some, like, at least 30s for some of my, you know, workouts.
And you totally can. You totally can. And when you do, it's a different level of empowering of like, I'm so strong. And it's okay to think that. Have you always had positive self-talk, or is it just because of now JGFG?
JGFG has definitely influenced this transformation in my mindset. Before it was just, I worked out because I thought I was working out and doing something for my body, but there was a disconnect with the working out, the food. There was just no connection, no triangle connection. And so I feel like Jen was the missing piece. You were the missing piece to what I needed to find like macros, to find a strength program that I just absolutely loved getting out of my bed and pressing play every single morning. It was like you were in my living room with me, cheering me on every single morning. And I just couldn't stop. I was like, I'm addicted. I love this lady. And she's just so, you are just so empowering. Just every workout.
You make my day. That's amazing. Thank you.
You're so welcome. You deserve it. You're just an amazing human being.
Thank you so much. Can you talk about a setback that you have had in your journey that now you're like, I am a better person because I've had this experience, this season, this setback, but now you're moving forward stronger than ever because you're the strongest in the room. And now you can look back and be like, I see why maybe this happened in my life and now I'm growing through it.
A setback that I have overcome would be anxiety, not thinking I was good enough or trying to be something that I wasn't. And JGFG has really opened my eyes to be who you want to be the person that God made you. You know, it's okay to be quirky and weird and loud and funny and just yourself. Just, you know, it has just empowered me to be more myself and love myself more for me and not who people think I should be.
You and I have very colorful personalities, and I can relate to you whenever you mentioned something like, sometimes you're like, okay, I need to tone it down for some people. But then I asked you yesterday if there has been a moment where, you know, or all of you guys, that someone has said something to you is like a core to be like, yep. And it almost makes you develop an insecurity. Someone once told me like, you're too much all the time, Jen. And I'm like, okay. This was way before JGFG. This was like when I was in high school. And it was a very close person to me. And I'm like, oh my gosh, okay, I'm just too much. So then you kind of fit yourself into this to make them comfortable. And then I met Johnny. And he's like, girl, you just be you. You walk in a room and everyone looks at you. You are a light. Like, shine. Show us what you're made of. Show us the light that God gave you. And whenever you refocus and you're like, you're right. I'm going to be exactly who I want to be. I'm going to be the strongest in the room. And that's where that kind of came from, was I don't have to fit into make you comfortable. I get to make me comfortable. And that's whatever I want to be. And I definitely can tell you and your transformation here in JGFG, you are just like a flower blooming. I love it.
Yeah. I feel like I've really found Rachel again in this last year. And I feel like you're only going to see more of me. And I mean, it's just going to be louder and bigger and funnier and quirkier. And that's just who I am. And I'm not going to just hide it anymore because I just love being myself. I love being the person that I should be and not, you know, what I think I should be.
I love that. I'm obsessed. I love it. Okay, what is a few questions that you have wrote down for me?
Okay. So I was kind of going on like family kind of thing, and I was just thinking, you know, what's your favorite time of day with your kids? Like, best time of day where you're just like, I love it.
Okay, I love that. My favorite time with my big kids. So, you know, I have a big age gap. So my favorite time with my big kids is two times. when I just get them from school, I always say, tell me one thing, tell me one bad thing today. And they know immediately as soon as I see them, they still run to me. You know, Addie's in third grade and Reed's in kindergarten. And I'll go in the school and I'll get them. And the big run, open arm hugs, it's literally the best. And when they don't, I'm like, what happened today? Because I know something happened. You can read. I always tell my kids, our souls are connected. And Reed's like, yeah, through our belly buttons. And I'm like, yep, if that's what you want to think, that's cool. I'm cool with it. And so for me, it's like that moment where we're driving home, their eyes are forward, and they will tell me anything I want. And especially if it's just me and one of the others, any car time that they're sitting right behind me or in the car, they open up. They don't have their iPads. They don't have any distractions. They're looking straight ahead. And we have some of the best conversations in the car. And sometimes my favorite time with Ava is when, obviously, when she wakes up and she just wants me. Or this is the first time like Johnny has really ever put her to sleep, is me being gone. And so I'm missing putting her to bed so much while we're gone. This is the first time I've ever been away from my kids more than 48 hours. Ever, Ava, more than 24. And so for me, I'm like, I just want, it's the snuggles. We're a very huggy, lovey, snuggly family. And so that's my favorite time is, or when Reed, you know, he's a boy. I don't know how much longer he's going to want to snuggle me. I'll put Ava to sleep. And we then, Johnny and I spend one-on-one time with like adding Reed for the big kids when she goes down. And Reed's always like, Mom, can I get some snuggles? And I'm like, yes. And because tomorrow he may not say that. And so I'm taking those moments in. Someone's like, makes the moments more precious whenever you realize you will never have this moment again. And your kids may not want to do this with you tomorrow. And you aren't even gonna know and realize it's the last time you're doing it. And so once I thought about that, I'm like, oh, gosh, that's so true. So now I just take in those moments. What would you say yours is?
100% agree. Like, you know, after school, picking them up, I absolutely love walking down that hallway and just sneaking around to sit where I can just see him, but he doesn't see me.
In his world.
And I'll just watch for a second and then I'll wait for him to just kind of turn around and like catch eyes with me. And he just runs to the door and he's like, you know, and so it's literally the best part of my day. And of course, the snuggles are always great. I have also loved putting him to bed. You know, he's my only one. He's 3.5. And as of recently, I've kind of let my control go on that and let my husband take over a little bit, which was very hard for me. And so it almost was like leading up to this trip. You know, it was just...
You were forced to have to do it. So then it wasn't a shock to him, right? Mm-hmm. And same for Ava. But I selfishly was like, nope, because you get to do it while I'm gone. And he's only, you know, done it a few times. But again, it's like, that is such a mom moment. And I don't know. I don't know how dads perceive that and if they love that moment or not. I'm sure they do. But something's different with a mom and her babies. Like, it's just an indescribable feeling.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And one night he came out and he was like, well, he's asleep. And because I would usually just go back in there and lay down with him until he fell asleep. And he was like, well, he's asleep. And I'm like, what? What am I supposed to do now? I'm supposed to go to bed. I mean,
now what do I do with my hands?
I was like, well, okay.
Then
go in there and wake him up.
I know the dads make it so effortless. And Johnny will be like, how Ava will still wake up occasionally. And I'm like, how's Ava doing? How is she sleeping? Has woke up once.
I know. It's almost like you're like, oh, you know, you're almost just kind of mad about it.
Right. I need you to understand what we do every day. But I just tell myself when she wakes up at 2, I'm like, it's because she misses me and she just wants to snuggle me.
My son will come and he'll just like kind of tap me or wake me up in our bed. And I'll just go back to his bed with him instead of him. He's never likes to crawl in our bed, which is crazy. I'll just go in his room, lay back down, let him go to sleep. And then I'll just go back in there because I'm like, I have to cherish these moments because one day he's not even going to let me into his room. And I want to be that comfort and safety for him until he's ready to be like, Mom, I'm okay. You know, I can live by myself now.
Yeah, I know. And we're going to blink and it's going to be here.
Yeah.
What's your next question?
So besides working out, what hobby do you enjoy doing outside of JGFG and your kids?
That's hard. I don't know. I don't know that I have a hobby that I outside of JGFG. I enjoy reading a good crime book or listening to a good crime podcast. I'm not going to waste my time with watching TV. If I do, it's about some crime show or a documentary or unsolved murder. I know it's crazy, but I love it. I'm pretty boring, I'll be honest, because my life's so busy. Anytime that's downtime, it's just like zen. Yeah. I'll try to pick up, like, I'm an experimentalist. You've listened to our podcast, Johnny Calls Me. Yes, with my nails and my hair, with all the things. And it's a good thing, though, because it's how I've started JGFG. It's just an experiment sort of a thing. And I tried sewing. I ordered a whole, like, I'm an all-in person. I ordered a sewing machine once, and I was like, I think I'm going to try to start sewing. Horribly wrong. It was horrible. It was a bad experience. I returned to the sewing machine. It was terrible. Not for me. I do enjoy baking, though. Like, I don't love to cook, but I really enjoyed baking. But I like experimenting with new recipes for the meal plan guide. And I love the snacks, the macro-friendly snacks, the weird concoctions, the weird combinations that you wouldn't think of. I love making those.
That's awesome. I am almost jealous of people who have lots of hobbies, you know, because I think that I ask everyone what's their hobby because I want one.
I was going to ask you the same thing, like, what's your hobby? Because maybe I'll like that. And I feel really boring because I've always wanted to be able to sing. I'm not a great singer. I do not know how to play music. And I could probably learn the piano or, you know, something simple like that. But I don't know. I also need a hobby. So if you find a good one, let me know. But really, my hobby is working out and hanging out with my kids.
I feel that.
Okay, well, thank you for being here. Thank you for coming on this retreat with me. Thank you guys for listening. We love you. You are strong.
You are powerful.
You are worthy.
Bye.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of Mind to Muscle. If you'd like to tune into future episodes, don't forget to follow me on your preferred listening platform. And if you enjoyed today's episode, make sure and leave a review. I really appreciate those. Don't forget, you are strong, you are powerful, you are worthy, and you can do hard things. I love you guys. Bye.